In these winter months, consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
It's time to name the ship. She's traveled from the Mediterranean, and we're ready to sail tomorrow, but not until you've named her. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to invite the master of the vessel, Captain Luigi De Angelis, to come and join us for this special moment. Captain, if you would hold the champagne. I'm going to ask the godmother to bless the ship. After that, they will both pour the champagne over the ship's bell, which will be the signal for the people on the pier to release the other bottle, which will smash against the hull, and the Carnival Vista will officially have her name. Godmother, would you please say the words?
May she always have fair seas and following winds. May God bless and protect all who sail on her. I officially name this ship Carnival Vista.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Carnival Vista.
Broadcasting aboard Carnival Vista in New York City.
New York City?
Yes, New York City. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Yes, we are aboard Carnival Vista. She just got christened moments ago, in fact. She was christened by former Miss USA, Deshaunna Barber. Now, Deshaunna, actually, you know, she was Miss USA, but she also made history because she was the first Miss USA to serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. She was in the U.S. Army, so very cool there. Coming up on this show, we'll talk to Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. We'll catch up with Carnival's Senior Cruise Director, John Healed, and we'll see who else we're going to bump into. First, Nancy Schroeder is here with us right now from the Family Travel Network. Hey, Nancy.
Good to be here, Doug.
So we didn't get to sail together over the summer on Carnival Vista. What do you think about it?
I think this is an amazing ship. It is one of the best ships I've ever seen for multi-generational families, and certainly the best for families as well. There's something for everyone on this ship, which is what makes it really special.
Well, over at the Family Travel Network, you cover a lot of cruising for kids. What do you think about this ship for families?
The ship is amazing for families because it has something for every age group and interest, which makes it really great. Whether you've got very young kids or you're cruising with millennials who are 20-somethings, there's something for everyone to do, which means that every family member gets to have fun, both together and apart, which is important.
Some of your personal favorites?
Certainly the Sky Ride is amazing. I love Kaleida Slide as well. Right. I read it 5 times, so it was really good. The Seafood Shack with the incredible lobster rolls are truly, truly incredible. I also love the special family cabins that they have. It's really great to have your own lounge where family members can get together, and having it conveniently located on deck 2 is really great because when you're getting off the ship, you don't have to go far. So it works out really well.
How about the entertainment on the ship? What are your thoughts on it? Because they have a, as we talked a couple of weeks ago on the show, we were saying that if you walk bow to stern, you'll find 50 things to do. What are your thoughts of entertainment on Carnival Vista?
There's something for everyone, and what that does is it spreads out the people on board, so it never feels crowded when you go somewhere. Even at night, there's a great playlist productions that are going on. Meanwhile, the kids and teens have so much fun on their own with their kids and teens programs. There's so many different specialty restaurants and bars to go to. It's just, you'll never get bored here.
Sounds like Ken the singing Mater D is trying to get us out of here. So it's good seeing you, Nancy. Yeah,
great. Thanks, Doug.
Did you know that the Red Frog Pub and Brewery aboard Carnival Vista brews over 400 gallons of beer per week?
So as always, we're here in the Red Frog Pub and Brewery. And joining me today is Richard Sims. Dude, how are you, man?
I am awesome. I am awesome. I am very glad to be here. This has been a really... fun time. It's the first time I've been on a ship for the christening and the naming and the whole ceremony. It's been a lot of fun.
What do you think of Carnival Vista?
It's sort of a game changer for them. It's a much bigger ship, obviously, than Sunshine, but it's also, you can really see, they talk about how they've upped the technology and its interaction here, and you can see it. We just walked past the Pixels Gallery where it's amazing, you know. Instead of the old thing where you go and find a binder and pull it out, they've got just walls of pictures and facial recognition. It's a real game changer for them. It's a nice ship. It's a beautiful ship too. And the atrium, just the impression that it makes when you walk in, is unlike anything that I've seen on really any of the ships that I've been on so far.
Have you had a chance to make it back to the Havana retreat area, the very back behind the Havana bar where the pools are and everything?
I have not yet. That's one of the things I want to hit. I've gone by the Lobster Shack, which had some very nice fish and chips in there, the buffet. The nice thing about the buffet was the separate comfort. I think, what do they call it? Comfort kitchen. Which just, it really did have exactly that. It had like turkey pot pie and fried chicken and all the things you would expect. And it's sort of segregated from the rest of the buffet. In fact, it's kind of funny. If you're walking through the main area in the Lido deck, you'll see people with things on your plate and you'll be like, where'd that come from? Because it's not anywhere on the regular buffet. And it's separated enough that it feels like almost a separate restaurant.
For someone who has never sailed on a Carnival ship or have never sailed Carnival Vista and maybe thinking about it, what would you say to them?
Oh, I would definitely say do it. I think what this ship is going to do for Carnival is there are two different kinds of people who enjoy sailing. There's people who want the smaller ships like the Sunshine, like that class ship. And then there are the people who look for the ships with the bells and whistles. And this one is that. This has the bells and whistles. This has something for everybody. You know, it's got the amazing water park for the family. It's got the IMAX theater. It's just got a lot of things that you won't find on any of the other Carnival ships.
Richard Sims, always glad to see you, man. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can we transition to you now, Carrie?
Yeah?
You're not talking. Cat got your tongue?
All right, what are we talking about?
Hanging out now with Carrie McLaren here aboard Carnival Vista in the Red Frog Pub. Still haven't left yet. And Carrie, you're a big fan of Carnival's Camp Ocean, Camp Carnival, call it what you will. But why are you such a big fan of their kids program?
You know, it's the one place that my kids absolutely beg to come back to. They get angry when I go to pick them up. There's tons of activities. With the Camp Ocean now, they've also incorporated some educational aspects to it that makes it fun for my girls. We love the Camp Ocean. Dr. Seuss has been themed in there as well, so there's a lot of fun for them.
The Dr. Seuss program, they incorporate Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, throughout the whole voyage. Kind of bring the Dr. Seuss breakfast brunch to life. Like, what is that experience like?
You know, it's a whole new menu when you go to the Cat in the Hat breakfast. You've got green eggs and ham. You've got waffles that have got red and blue sprinkles on them. And it's fun. You can't help but be excited about it, even as a parent. You get to have pictures with the Cat in the Hat, Sam I Am, thing one, thing two. It's fun. And it's just something different where everybody comes together and just has a good time.
Let's transition to Carnival Vista. What do you think of the ship?
I absolutely love this ship. You know, it's bright, it's colorful. All the crew members are just, you can tell they're excited to be here. It's colorful. The atrium is probably my favorite spot in the entire ship. With the live music, the atrium tower, it's beautiful.
Where we're sitting right now, the Red Frog Pub and Brewery, I think it's called. What are your thoughts on this place? I love it, but what do you think about it?
You know, that when we sailed on the Vista in May, this was my afternoon hangout, the Caribbean Wheat. Every afternoon, I would grab a lounge chair outside and just enjoy a few pints. It's relaxing. It's, you feel like you're in the islands, whether you are or not, you know? I love it.
Since this is radio, let's try something unscripted. Take a sip of that beer you have in front of you right now. Go ahead. All right, she's drinking it. She's putting it down. So first off, what kind of beer is that?
That's the Caribbean Wheat that's right here.
How would you describe the taste?
It's weedy. Is that a word?
Weedy?
Weedy.
Sure.
Weedy. But it's light. It's one of those I feel like I can drink all day when I'm sitting out on the beach.
All right. Well, this is Beer Talk with Carrie, Doug, and Richard. Thanks for being here, Carrie. Always good to see
you. You too.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Every day, thousands of cruisers set sail to the Caribbean and are increasingly choosing their shore excursions through cruisingexcursions.com. Why cruising excursions? With prices up to 60% lower than cruise lines, around-the-clock customer service, and guarantees that give you a peace of mind, why not? So whether you're looking to zip line in Jamaica, snorkel in Nassau, or see Mayan ruins in Mexico, market-leading specialist CruisingExcursions.com has you covered. Book your family's next shore excursion at CruisingExcursions.com.
Cruise Radio, maintaining our global reach. Listen live at CruiseRadio.net.
Joining us now is the president of Carnival Cruise Line, Christine Duffy. Christine, you have 25 Carnival ships now. Carnival Vista finally here in the States. How excited are you for this?
Well, we are very excited not only to welcome ship number 25. As you may know, our last ship was in 2012. So we've waited quite a long time for this one, 4 years. And what I think we're really excited is this ship is very different. It takes a lot of the features that our Carnival guests love and really expand on, and we've got a lot of things that we're doing for the very first time on this ship. So this ship really has it all. It is our flagship, and we're very proud and excited. And our team members, I always talk about Carnival. You know, this ship is beautiful, great hardware, but really the heart of Carnival Cruise Line and our success comes from our software. And that is the people on board Carnival ships that work day in and day out to deliver memorable experiences for our guests. We're all so very proud of this ship, but really of the almost 40,000 employees that work every day to make every guest feel incredibly special.
Did you know Carnival Vista has the first IMAX theater at sea? The screen alone is over 3 stories tall.
Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, with us. Good man, your first time on Carnival Vista, what do you think of it?
I think it's a great ship. It's without a doubt the greatest Carnival fun ship yet.
You say it's a great ship, it's the greatest fun ship yet, but why?
Why? There's so much to do. They've really opened up some areas. You know, the pool area is wide open. The IMAX theater, I thought was going to be kind of hokey, but it's really a nice space. But the ship is so easy to get around. If you're familiar with Carnival, you'll be familiar with the layout of the ship. It's very easy to get around. A lot of the restaurants that debuted, back on the Dream Class are here. And it's the rear of the ship, the bars, the family friendly cabins. It's going to make a difference for a lot of people.
We've sailed a lot of Carnival ships together over the years, and it seems to me that this one just has something to do around every corner.
Every single corner, and they've really maximized and there's a lot of efficiencies around the ship that people will enjoy because it just makes.
Have you done the Sky Course yet?
The Sky Ride?
That too?
Yeah, we did that too.
What did you think?
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you just have some really nice views, and you can go at your own pace. Some people are going a little slower than others, but, it's a lot of fun.
Or if you go too fast, they tell you to slow down like they did me earlier today. They're like, slow it down.
Doug Parker almost got a speeding ticket.
Yes. Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy. Good seeing you, man.
Hey, you too, Doug.
This is Cruise Radio.
John, you tell me 8:30, you show up at 8:44. What's up with this?
I'm so sorry I'm late. People are coming up to me and saying how much they enjoyed the day and everything. So
you glad hand everybody.
I do glad hand, yeah, and I wash my hands about 800 times a day. You're looking good, by the way.
I got to tell you, I was admiring you from a distance when we were aboard at the christening ceremony. I was up on the deck 11 watching you. Dude, you look good, man.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard. I lived on ships for 29 years, and every night I would miss dinner, I would do the shows, I'd get back to the room, call room service, 3 BLTs with cheese and chips, and then go straight to bed, and that's what caused me to put on the 836 pounds. And then, of course, I went to the doctor. I said, Doctor, you got to help me because I can't see my...
Uh-huh, right. It's a family show.
Yeah, I know. I said, I can't. He said, why don't you dye it? I said, well, what color is it now? That's a family joke. Why don't you dye it? What color is it now?
Your boss is laughing, so that's good. Every ship is different, John. What do you think makes Vista so special?
You know, she's the first of her class. I think the architecture, the clean lines, the fact we've got the casino somewhere different, all the specialty restaurants, you've got the Sky Ride. But you know what? The crew.
Yeah.
You know, without the crew, this is just another ship. But the crew on here, they're proud. They've taken ownership of the vessel, and they love it. And we love having the guests here to enjoy them.
By the way, I might stutter over these questions. Listeners wrote these in, not me, so.
Are listeners?
Yeah, listener question. The number two says, what's your favorite spot on Carnival Vista and why?
I absolutely love our Serenity deck on this ship. We've got the new Salad Creations bar, so at lunchtime you don't have to leave. A huge salad with protein and salad and stuff. And right behind it is the Havana bar. I think in Miami, having a proper Cuban Latin bar is going to be huge.
Carnival Vista has a lot of things. What is one feature on Carnival Vista you'd like to see roll out on other ships?
The new cabins. I think the fact that we've got Havana suites with patios, the family harbor, I would love to see us do more specialty cabins. And I can tell you on Carnival Horizon, there's going to be some new things that everybody's going to go, oh, my goodness.
Keep talking.
No, the end. Yeah, keep talking. I've got the president, I've got Arnold Donald, Mickey Harrison all staring at me now. Yeah, let me tell you about it. It'll be the strangest way anyone has ever given in their notice.
You spent the past 20 or more days on Carnival Vista. What is the one thing you hear the most from the guest about this ship?
I think outside of the crew, I think they absolutely love the choice, the dining choice, even Shack Gigi, Cucina, Steakhouse, two dining rooms, the Mongolian, and all the things across Lido. Choice, choice, choice.
You've been with Carnival for over 25 years. How has cruising changed since you first started?
When I first started, women found me attractive, and now they don't. So that's the biggest change. You know what? I think there's a full circle here, and I'll be really quick because I know you don't like long answers. 20 years ago, before we put all the bells and whistles on the ship, after the show had finished, there was maybe one or two places to go, and everybody would go outside, walk with the ones they love, and listen to the sound of the sea. And then people stopped doing that because everything was indoors.
Right.
But now you've got all these outdoor areas, and I think the fact that people are coming full circle and are listening to the sea and being romantic again is wonderful. How has it changed? Cabins, amenities, choice. The fun and the crew are still the same.
Very good corporate answer there. The last one we have here is, what one piece of advice?
The toilet paper. It was much better 20 years ago. Now it's thinner.
What one piece of advice would you offer a first-time cruiser?
Don't overpack. You're not Imelda Marcos. You do not need 26 pairs of shoes. You do not need to buy a new dress for every night. You're on vacation. Have fun. And if you don't know a question, ask somebody. We'll give you the answer and have fun.
Dude, God bless you, man. Great seeing you.
You too, buddy. I'm shaking your hand, and I wish you all the best. It's always great to do cruise radio.
Yeah, as John was saying earlier, this ship is going to do 2 11-night sailings from right here in New York City to the Southern Caribbean, and then reposition to Miami, where she'll be doing 6 and 8-night sailings to the Caribbean, Southern Caribbean, Amber Cove, Grand Turk, and in that area right there. You can catch all the information about Carnival Vista and the blogs we did when we sailed this ship over the summertime at cruiseradio.net. You can also catch our show there at cruiseradio.net as well. Just check out the show notes. Big thank you to Carnival Cruise Line for making this broadcast possible. And from the tripinsurance.com studios, aboard Carnival Vista, I'm Doug Parker, and this is Cruise Radio. A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer, if you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at tripinsurance.com. Not only does tripinsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer 3 different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, tripinsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out tripinsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.